Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today's program Thursday on Family Life Perspectives. So glad you've taken time to join us. The week is winding down. We have had the wonderful privilege of talking with Eric Norquist, therapist at Perspectives Counseling Centers, all week long. The topic of anger, taming the tiger. And Eric has done a wonderful job of walking us through this strong emotion called anger. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks, Chris. It's good to be back again.
It is always good to have you. I don't get you very often because you are a busy guy. I'm angry about that. But wow, what a week it's been. Can you review just a little bit? I'd like to, for our listeners, you know, sometimes they don't get to listen all week.
Right.
Other times they listen, but it's been too long. They don't remember exactly
right.
What you said. So. Can you go right to the quick definition of anger and then the fact that it's okay to be angry? It just depends how you're expressing it.
Sure thing. Yep. Webster Dictionary defines anger as a strong feeling of displeasure and usually antagonism. And we talked about the range of anger. When we say we're angry, some people think of explosively angry, some people think of mildly frustrated. So we have to make sure we're talking about the same thing. We talked about anger can be a useful emotion when it prepares us and fuels our energy to get stuff done or to make that call or to talk to somebody about something that upset us, but then it also can be a negative emotion and can harm important relationships or interfere with valued support from others. And we talked about misplaced or intense anger can even have long-term negative social and legal consequences. A lot of people that are in jail because they lost control of their temper and did something that they regret. So I think it's important that people know that it's a secondary emotion. It's always linked to other feelings like disappointment, hurt, frustrated, or scared. So those emotions produce anger. Oftentimes in session, we help people to understand that you got angry because you really were very hurt or disappointed that you thought that was going to happen. It didn't come about, so you got angry about it. And then, so we have a range of emotions, it's a secondary emotion, and we talked about ways of handling anger, that there's an aggressive style that kind of steps on other people's toes and blows up and kind of makes me win and you lose. There's a passive style where you don't ever express your anger, you stuff it and you hold it all in, and you deny your own feelings maybe. On the extreme end, there's a passive-aggressive kind of anger where people take shots at you through criticism or parting negative comments and then deny they may cover it over by saying they were just joking. And by the way, this kind of anger often comes from having parents that we were unable to stand up and be angry with.
Really?
Yeah. One of our longtime therapist here, Betty Hitchcock, that's a wonderful Christian woman that retired a few years back. I'll never forget her saying that passive-aggressive anger usually comes because we have this big figure that we cannot win against, and so the only way we can deal with it is to kind of passively get around it. They won't hear it from us. They won't allow us to get angry, so we kind of have to go at it through the back door.
That's what came to mind. Wow, you know, I never knew that, and that makes sense. And so you just carry that right through adulthood.
Right. And it's amazing. A lot of people with passive-aggressive styles of anger or authority issues from their parents will take that right into the workplace and have trouble with bosses, can't accept responsibility, can't be kind of told what to do, can't be steered, and It's a big deal. I mean, this really can affect people for the rest of their lives.
And some don't even know they're doing it because they're so used to the pattern of handling their anger that way.
Right. That I have to win. Mm-hmm. That that people are out to get me. That bosses only want. They don't care about me. Some of those beliefs we talked about that fuel anger. So, and then the best one, of course, is the assertiveness. This is kind of where you're stating your own needs clearly, using I messages, you're making requests of other people. Chris, I feel frustrated when you don't get your timesheet to me on a timely basis. It puts me behind, and then, accounting is scrambling to get you your paycheck on time. Things like that. So you make requests of others. I would appreciate it, Chris, if you could get your timesheet to me by noon on Friday, as is in the policy book.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that go with assertiveness.
Do you know, I love the fact that you can separate them out so well, but you move into something that works.
That's right.
And we're right up against the clock. We need to hear from our sponsor. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you to speak to the ideas of ways of dealing, healthy ways of dealing with our anger in this under this idea of being assertiveness.
Let's do it.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Christina Broomfield hosting today, Thursday, as the week winds down, right here on Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Eric right before the break on, assertiveness. That is the best, most healthy way, the God-given way, mm-hmm. of dealing with that anger that is just right in our chest, and we need to get it out. Can you be more specific, under the veil of assertiveness, ways of dealing with anger?
Yep, I sure can. Let's start right with that one. One way of dealing with anger is to be assertive. Confront the situation openly, honestly, and directly express is the most effective way of managing anger. Obviously, it's easier said than done. Sometimes we don't want to confront. We talked about reasons earlier. We're afraid if we confront or be assertive, people won't like us or we'll lose their love or support. Those are false beliefs, typically. But these are some things to keep in mind when you do use assertiveness. Remind yourself that anger is a normal human emotion. Before expressing it, consider, number one, what triggered the anger, and number two, is this a good time for the listener? So I think I read in my marriage counseling literature that like 80% of the severe arguments take place after 9 o'clock at night. Oh. You're both tired. So be careful when you're going to talk about your frustration with your partner or your kids or anybody. So before you express it, figure out what really triggered this thing, and then is this a good time to talk about it with the person? Are they in a good state of mind? Maybe a better time would be when you're going out for dinner and you kind of are enjoying yourself. You might want to just put this in the middle of your meal at some point. Be aware of the power of your body language. A firm tone, moderate tone, direct eye contact, maintain personal space. So you kind of need to set the thing up. You know, you want to be firm, make eye contact, but not appear upset, overly upset or aggressive, because as you know, Chris, all the studies show that about 80-90% of what's communicated is not what comes out of your mouth. It's how you look when you say it, mm-hmm. or the tone of voice you use when you say it.
I love that fact. Now, I'm going to just insert this, the tone of voice, mm-hmm. because our voices go up. You know, yeah. they become almost like a shrill of uh-huh. sorts. They go up high like this. And if we can consciously bring it down, even when you deal with your children when you're upset,
right.
they listen better to firm, low key
yes.
instead of the high
yep.
pitchy squealing.
I was having a problem talking to my little girl a couple years ago, and I went to some of our child therapists here, and they all said, be very matter of fact, keep it short and simple, keep your tone down, get to the point. You don't want to lecture, and you don't want to escalate by raising your voice at the kid, because mm-hmm. then the kid turns around and does the same thing mm-hmm. back to you. You're modeling something mm-hmm. for our kids every time we talk to them. So another thing that may help when being assertive is limit your time. Don't go on and on. Don't make it a 15-minute lecture. Get to the point. Talk about it in a straightforward way, but you may need to limit the time to a few minutes. Avoid attacking or blaming the listener. So again, this is back to the I statements. You don't want to use you, this, that. That's blaming. We want to use I statements. I feel something when this occurs, but not that it's your fault as the listener. Again, focus on the specific behavior that triggered your anger. Don't just give a global statement to someone, you know, you're a blah, 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 blah. You want to say, when you did this specific thing that made me feel frustrated.
You know, the old saying, don't chase rabbits.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hear that very often, but, you know, I'm a couple generations ahead of some of our listeners. But if you're upset about something, stop talking about an event that happened a year ago.
Right.
Stay on task. Don't chase rabbits.
Yep, that's a great, that we should put that one in here as a way of dealing with anger. That's a great tip. Avoid black and white statements like you never or you always. That's something that will certainly stir up anger in somebody, because those are never true statements. You don't always do anything, or you don't ever do anything, and that can derail you, because that person can take it on that kind of a path. Well, what about the time when I...
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to use never or always statements. Instead, use statements like, I prefer that blank, then I would feel a certain way. So you're kind of, in assertive communication, you're not only telling them what bothered you, but what you would prefer or like from them.
And you know, that is so good, because if all we do is stay on what bothers us,
mm-hmm.
but we don't give an option.
That's right.
Because the person standing there,
that's
I don't want to fight either. What do I need to do?
You are absolutely
give them
right.
an option.
You're absolutely right. In marriage counseling, this is something I always tell people, is tell them what you want. Tell them what you want. Don't just tell them what they did wrong, but tell them what you want from them. That's the only way they're going to know how to change. Check for possible compromises during an assertive conversation. So, you know, again, we're not saying that, you know, this is what's going to happen, but this is what I would prefer. Maybe you need to come back with something and we can negotiate something that works for both of us. And when it's over, pat yourself on the back for being assertive. You did it the right way.
Wonderful. We've got one more day left. I'd like to tomorrow talk about, when these things aren't working, is there help? Can we
okay.
address that?
We certainly can.
Okay. Until tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.